الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. So waiting our respected guest مولانا مشعل حكيم from Hanover in Germany, who is just almost here inshallah ta'ala. So while awaiting, one of the most mubarak and virtuous actions, extremely beloved to Allah, that brings the mercy of Allah ta'ala very speedily, a great means of averting sorrow, sadness, calamities and difficulties, is that of salawat and durood sharif upon our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu an mentions one occasion we noticed that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's face was beaming with happiness, such radiance unusual to see. So he says, I asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that what we asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is causing you such joy and happiness that we can clearly see that evident on your Mubarak face? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, why should it not be so? When Jibreel alayhi salam has just now informed me this great glad tidings that anyone in your ummah who recites Durood Sharif upon you just once, upon that person Allah ta'ala sends 10 special mercies, 10 sins are completely forgiven, 10 ranks elevated by Allah Azza wa Jal, and an angel is appointed to say continuously that may Allah's mercy be upon you as well. So Durood Sharif, in our free time as much as possible, we always have some time engaged in salawat and in Durood Sharif, in that immense benefits. Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala, the great qari of this ummah, says, I once mentioned to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, early part of the morning, tahajjud time, when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged us to awake, to save ourselves from the difficulties of the day of Qiyamah. So he says, at that Mubarak time, I said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of the free time I have, what percent of it should I set aside for salawat upon you, that free time for dua, etc. Nabi sallallahu said, as you wish. I said, I will do. He started off at 1/3. One narration says a quarter. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if you do that, it is good, but if you increase, it will be better. He raised it to half. Same response. Very good, but if you increase, it will be better for you. Until I said 2/3, and then I said all my free time. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if that is the case, so any free time we have salawat and durood sharif upon our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, tukfa hammak wa yukhfar laka dhambuk. If that is the case, all your worry, anxiety, sorrows, sadness, Allah will suffice for it. And all your sins will be completely forgiven by Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to recite Durood Sharif in abundance. I take this opportunity of saying a warm welcome to our guest, Mawlana Mash'al Hakim, who is from Hanover in Germany. Mawlana Mashallah is running a maktab madrasa there, having qualified about 15 years ago from Darul Ulum Zakaria. Will be rendering us advices with his experiences in Germany and some advice for us as well, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. Wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in amma ba'd. It's not befitting for me to talk in front of my ustad, who is here, who has invited me today to talk in front of you. And secondly, it has been more than 15 years that I haven't given a talk in the English language. It's not my language, so bear with me. I came from Germany. I grew up in Germany, and the population is about 83 million. And the Muslim population is about 8 million. Now you might think it's a lot of Muslims living there. However, the situation of Muslims cannot be compared to the situations of the Muslims in South Africa. First of all, the big number of Muslims who came to Germany, we have Muslims since very long, but the majority of the Muslims who came to Germany was in the 1960s and 70s. After World War II, Germany was destroyed and a lot of people were killed. So they needed laborers, workers to come to Germany. So they called a lot of people from Italy and from Turkey and Greece and those countries. So we have a lot of Muslim population, a lot of people from Muslim community from Turkey inside of Germany. Now those people who came, most of them were not well educated because they were laborers, they were workers. However, they managed to build up a structure of masajid. So the majority of the masajid we have today in Germany are from our Turkish brothers. But the dini environment is such that I can give you some examples. There's nothing like a Darul Uloom or a madrasa whatsoever inside of Germany. The only dini education is that they send their children, some of them, not even all, on the weekends to the masjid, where they just sit for 1-2 hours, whether they learn something or not, and that's it. So in most of the cases, the masajid are quite empty. I spend a lot of time, like 6-7 years in South Africa, inside Darul Uloom. I haven't been much outside. But now in this trip, I've seen a lot. Probably in one area of South Africa, in one area of Johannesburg or Lenasia, you get more ulama in hafiz of the Quran than in entire Germany. This is how the situation is. For me, coming from Germany to South Africa, from a spiritual sense, is like coming from a desert to a lush garden. So when I came and I saw a masjid, one of the masajid in Johannesburg, I saw a program that's taking place in the masjid. People are sitting, and outside in the courtyard, there's like 20 and 30 children are sitting, reciting the Quran and doing hifz of the Quran. Honestly, it made me cry. It really made me cry to see this. This is what's so satisfying, this manzar, this view of a full masjid, which you don't get to see in Germany at all. Our situation in Ramadan is, when this month, the Mubarak month of Ramadan, now obviously in Ramadan a lot of people come to our masajid. We don't even have a hafiz of the Quran to perform taraweeh for us. So most of the masjids, they just recite Alam Tara Kayfa, or even shorter surah than that. Maybe one ayat, Thumma Nadara, Allahu Akbar, whatever, like one short ayat or one short surah. And they finish taraweeh, the whole 20 rakat, and those who pray 20 rakat, maybe in the whole prayer of taraweeh and in half an hour's time, and they go home. The other masajid are praying just only 8 rakat, so there are only a few masajid who are concerned about the taraweeh prayer and who get a hafiz from the UK. And those hufaz who come from the UK also, many of them are reciting in a way that we know some of them are reciting, that maybe they know what they're reading, but the one who's standing behind them, he doesn't understand what he's reading. This is our situation at the moment in Germany, where we don't have ulama, we don't have hafiz of Quran, and I've got a small maktab due to the lack of space. We don't have the accommodation to teach all the children. In our maktab, we have about 100 students altogether. If you count the boys and the girls, so also the women, there's classes for them. Altogether, like about 100 plus minus. But because the space is so small, we have to switch the days. We teach them twice a week for the boys, and twice a week for the girls, and twice a week for the women, and then we have the program once in a week. So this is, alhamdulillah, slowly what we are starting. But all over the situation is very difficult. Let me give you another example. In the school where my children are going, my two eldest children they're 17 now, they're twins. So my daughter, even not my son, my daughter has requested the school administration to provide a room for prayer. And for like that, they will not provide a room for the Muslims. So from the trying to prevent the Muslims to become a strong entity, they're trying to prevent the Muslims to perform the salah in the at the school, because in Germany the schools are always till 4 o'clock afternoon. They finish at 4 o'clock. So in the winter time you get Dhuhr and Asr prayer time at school. And they're not willing to provide a place, even though they applied for a room, for a prayer room, I don't know how long, 1 year or 2 years ago. Every time they're postponing it, they're saying it, we have to talk to the administration and we have a meeting only in 3 months' time and there you have to put it. And then they will find some small mistakes and they will just have excuses not to provide for the Muslims a room where they can pray. So for me, coming to this country and see all the blessings that you have in this country and all the abilities, everything that you have in this country, the ulama and the madaris and the makatib, it's something that we have to be very, very grateful for in this country. As Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكَ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. And remember when Allah Ta'ala has announced that if you were to be grateful to Allah, then 100% Allah Ta'ala will increase you. And Allah has not even mentioned what He will increase, so He will increase in everything that you need. But then Allah says, وَإِذَا لَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. But if you are ungrateful, then look at the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He didn't say that if you are ungrateful, then immediately I will punish you. Like He said, when you are grateful, then immediately Allah ta'ala will increase you. He says, inna azabi la shadid, just know my punishment is very severe. So we have to think about that. We mustn't think that this ni'mat that we are living in will remain forever if we are ungrateful. Think of Bukhara and Samarkand. You all know Imam Bukhari. And those who have studied Islamic literature, they will know that a lot of our great ulama, muhaddithin, are coming from Ma Wara al-Nahr, Samarkand, Bukhara, and those countries. But a time came when the Soviets took over, the whole religion of Islam was banned. Masajid and the reciting of the Quran, everything was banned. Think of Al-Andalus of Muslim Spain. For hundreds of years, it was a center of so many ulama of Muslims. But it happened in a very short while that everything was finished. There was no Islam anymore. Muslims, Islam was banned in that country. So this is not even an Islamic country. If we are not grateful for what we have, we don't know what is going to happen in this country. أَفَأَمِنُوا مَكْرَ اللَّهِ. And they say, إِذَا كُنْتَ فِي نِعْمَةٍ فَرْعَهَا فَإِنَّ الْمَعَاصِي تُذْزِيلُ النِّعَمِ. If you are in a blessing, in a ni'mah, if you have, Allah has bestowed upon you a blessing, so you look after this ni'mah. Be grateful for this ni'mah. Why? What happens? If you don't do that, فَإِنَّ الْمَعَاصِي تُذْزِيلُ النِّعَمِ. Because sins remove the blessings and the ni'mah of Allah. وَحَافِظْ عَلَيْهَا بِشُكْرِ الْإِلَهِ فَإِنَّ الْإِلَهَ سَرِيعُ النِّقَمِ. And look after the blessings that you have, because it can happen very fast, very quickly, that these ni'mahs and these blessings can be snatched away from you in one day. I can give you another example of the impact of the makatib. So this small maktab that we have, well, I'm not even running it properly. I don't even, it's not even done as the way it's supposed to be. But one of the small children, he's I think 11 years old in my maktab. He's coming for, so his mother told us that at school he wanted to perform salah. And the teachers complained to the parents. So they said, what's the problem if he just goes in the corner and it's a break time, so he just prays the salah? So no, the problem is not that only. He prays dhuhr with all the sunnahs. And not only that, he's praying in jamaat also. He also telling other children also to pray with him together. It's like 10 or 11 years old. But he's praying dhuhr with jama'at in the school where the salah is banned, where they don't even have a prayer room. So alhamdulillah, it's something we have to make a lot of shukr for that. Through this little bit of maktab that they are coming, already they are doing so much. So again, we ask Allah Ta'ala to give us tawfiq to be grateful in this country where you have such great ulama in your midst and you have such beautiful masajid. And to be grateful doesn't only mean to say shukr and alhamdulillah with just a lip service, but being grateful means to benefit from this ulama and from this environment and from this mahal, and to benefit as much as possible from it, and to thank Allah Ta'ala for this dini mahal and for this dini environment that we have. Yes, every country has its challenges. I'm not saying South Africa also has its challenges, but from the dini perspective, you have to make a lot of shukr and be very grateful to Allah Ta'ala for everything that He has given to us. May Allah preserve the Muslim communities, the Muslims in this country, and all the Muslims and everyone in this country, and preserve the deen of Allah Ta'ala and keep us steadfast on His deen. Jazakum Allah khairan.
Say Jazakum Allah khairan to Marana Mashal for those very beautiful, deep and touching words. Make us realize the great ni'mas of Allah Ta'ala that we enjoy, and continuously make us amongst those who make shukr, forgive minds, and especially in all our shortcomings in this regards. You know, take us to task, Allah Azza wa Jal, we beg forgiveness and concealing, and Allah Azza wa Jal increase us in His favors. And for Mawlana, who is doing this great service under those circumstances, the many makatib that we have in our country, our earliest ulama, immense sacrifices that they had gone through with their families, the fruits that we are eating of today, Allah Ta'ala accept them also for the establishment of these basic infrastructures that people will benefit from, especially the maktab system, the backbone, the preservation of deen in many, many parts of the world. Allah Ta'ala grant qabuliyah, acceptance and increase in His favors. Humble request, collection that takes place, one way of shukr to Allah for these has given to us is to contribute towards it. Inshallah, let us contribute, open up our hearts, donate generously to the house of Allah Ta'ala, the maktab, the madrasa, etc. Also a reminder, we know in this week, 2 days ago, alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, the opening of the Rawdatul Islam Masjid in Roosevelt Park, having the first Jumu'ah today. The opening had taken place 2 days ago. So inshallah, next week, Wednesday night, the very important program, our senior ulama, Hazrat Mufti Radaul Haq Sahab, Hazrat Mullah Abdul Hamid Ishaq Sahab, Hazrat Mullah Shabir Ahmad Saluji Sahab, inshallah, will be rendering advices Wednesday night regarding the masjid, its importance and its etiquettes, inshallah. Wednesday night after Maghrib, very important advices will be given at Rawdatul Islam Masjid at Roosevelt Park, inshallah.
الحمد لله الذي أحيا بحبيبه رسوم الدين وأذل به رقاب الجاحدين ورفع به الأولياء والمتقين والصلاة والسلام على إمام المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين نفدي نفوسنا ووالدينا على نور الملك والملكوت وبهاء الخلق والجبروت ودعوة إبراهيم الخليل والمنعوت في التوراة والإنجيل والعفو الصفوح وبشرى آدم ونوح وخليل الرحمن وابن معد بن عدنان وسيد العرب والعجم والمبعوث إلى كافة الأمم وناشر لواء الحمد والإيمان ورافع لواء العدل والإحسان وعروس المملكة الربانية وترجمان الحضرة الإلهية وصاحب النور والبرهان والحكمة والقرآن وخطيب الخلق إذا جلسوا وشفيع المذنبين إذا يئسوا ولا أحد يوم القيامة راكب سواه وجميع الخلق والأنبياء يلوذون بحماه ينادون يا محمداه يا محمداه يا محمداه. أما بعد، قال الله عز وجل، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما قدر الله حق قدره، فما عرفنا ربنا حق معرفته وحق قدره، وما عرفنا قدر رسول رب العالمين صلى الله عليه وسلم حق قدره. وهو النبي المرسل صلى الله عليه وسلم إمام الأنبياء والمرسلين، الذي قال الله عز وجل في شأنه ممتنا بنعمته: لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. اللهم نور قلوبنا بأنوار جماله، ومتع قلوبنا بأنوار صفاته يا رب العالمين. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم، ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم، إنه تعالى جواد كريم، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، إن الله تعالى أمركم بأمر بدأ فيه بنفسه وثنى فيه بملائكته، فقال عز وجل: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، رضي الله تعالى عنهم وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين. ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان، ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا، ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. ربنا اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، الأحياء منهم والأموات، إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات، إنك على كل شيء قدير وبالإجابة جدير، والحمد لله رب العالمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى، وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي، يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم، ودعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
ف fill in the gaps between shoulders, the gaps in the stuffs in front of us, fill in those inshallah. Stand as close as possible.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استووا مستقيم يرحمكم الله الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع
لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لراضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. اللهم أنت السميع منك السميع. تبارك وذا الجلال والإكرام. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسولنا. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.